So this October 19th, everything was bad. We didn't think it was going to work. But this is how serious we were that we had to stop Hitler from producing the A-bomb. Yeah. We sent in 34 commandos in planes, dropped them in. 15 of these commandos died when they landed because the conditions were bad, the terrain was bad. So, okay, the it starts out bad. Some of them were, four of them were so badly injured that they were picked up by the Germans and put in the hospital, and then they were poisoned. 14 of these commandos were all shot by firing squad. This plan didn't work very well. That was October 19th. It came February of the next year. Again, we are realizing they are producing heavy water, and we get information in February that they are shipping 14 ton of fluid and 613 kilogram of heavy water. I know this all means something to you, but just large amounts of this heavy water. They are going to produce the A-bomb. We don't hear much information about that, do we, Brother Garrett? That Hitler was in all this. I'm reading this book about the CIA. And we get information that they're going to ship these 14 ton of fluid and 613 kilograms of heavy water across the Baltic from a plant in Norway to Germany. And it's like we have to do something about it. February 19th, 1944, around midnight, we send, I don't know if they called them commandos, they sent these guys, I mean, this is real life, this was real life stuff. Around midnight, these commandos, two commandos, board this ferry, and under the cover of being spies, is secrecy, they board this ferry with plastic and detonators and timers and a Sten gun. And they set timers, they wrap this plastic and detonators around the hull of this ship. Wow, these two men. And they set a timer for it to go off to explode this ship at 10:45 the next morning. And then these two men walked off the boat, they escaped, walked off the boat and boarded the morning train to Oslo. They made it off the ferry boat. 10:45 a.m. This ferry is going through the water, down the water, and it explodes with 39 drums of heavy water. And within 4 minutes, this ship, this ferry has sunk. After the end of the war, we discovered a plant in Germany there that they were only 700 liters away from getting enough heavy water and not much more uranium to have the A-bomb. Hitler was very close. And these covert operations, these things that nobody knew about that was going on behind the scenes, nobody knew that this ferry went down, that they were that close. And research shows after this that they were never able to recover to get enough their plant to produce this to get the A-bomb. And the rest is history. We know that we pretty much ended World War II with the A-bomb. Mm-hmm. Where am I going with this today? This is a lesson about prayer. I said the title could be the unseen army. When we pray, when people pray, there may not be any fanfare. There may be things that the enemy has stopped. The enemy is producing heavy water. The enemy is coming against someone, coming against the people of God. But when God's people pray, God hears. 2 Chronicles 7:14. Brother Garrett, if you want to read that.
2 Chronicles 7:14.
2 Chronicles 7:14.
If my people which are called yes. by my name
yes.
shall humble themselves and pray and yeah. seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will heal
then
their
I will,
land.
Then I will hear from heaven, I believe.
Hear from heaven.
And heal her. Yeah. So if my people, which are called by name, my name will seek my face. Amen. I want the favor of God. Go ahead, read it real loud.
If my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and I'll forgive their sin and will heal their land.
Amen. Okay, and then I also want to read out of Exodus chapter 14. Exodus 14. Yeah, Mariah and Noah, can you read Exodus 14 verses 15 and 16? Noah, read 15 and Mariah, read verse 16.
And the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore cast thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel that they
go forward.
What was that? Read that first part again, Garrett. Read that first part. What's it say?
And the Lord said unto Moses.
And then the next part.
Wherefore?
Wherefore
Christ
thou unto me.
So Moses cried unto God, and God heard him.
16 right there.
And then verse 16.
But lift thou up thou rod and
stretch
out thine hand over the sea and divide it, and the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the
midst
of the sea.
Yes. So I see this as the children of Israel, they go through on dry ground. But the verse that Noah read says, who cried out unto God? Moses. Moses was crying out unto God. I can see there's probably some, maybe a kid about Noah's age, walking across on dry ground and thinking, wow, God is amazing. But why did God do that? Because somebody, an unseen warrior, somebody, can I say the covert, like, you know what? The enemy needs stopped. I need to pray. Hitler can't get the A-bomb. This will be a bad thing. I want to read Judges chapter 3, verses 9 and 15. Garrett, if you can go ahead and read that.
Judges 3:15.
And verse 9 and 15. They basically, both of them say a lot the same thing, verse 9 and 15.
And when the children of Israel cried unto the Lord raised up a deliverer to the children of Israel, who delivered them, even Othniel, the son of Kenaz, Caleb's younger brother.
The important thing I wanted there was, when they cried unto the Lord, God sent a deliverer. And then verse 15, I think it says kind of the same thing.
Yes, but when the children of children of Israel cried unto the Lord raised them up a deliverer.
When the children of Israel cried unto the Lord, God sent a deliverer. Amen.
Yeah.
Prayer in my closet. Prayer where nobody sees me praying. It's a covert operation. I'm working against the enemy. I'm putting plastic and detonators around the hull of the ship of the enemy. And yeah. God's getting ready to blow up the enemy. But I've got to, as 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, I've got to cry out to him if I will humble myself and seek his face. Amen. One more example about unseen warriors is 2 Kings chapter 6. I really like this example again of the prayers of somebody else and God intervening. Amen. 2 Chronicles 6:17-20. You have that, Garrett? 2 Kings 6:17.
And he said unto them, if now I have found grace in thy sight, then show me a sign that thou talkest with me. Depart not thou hence, I pray thee, until I come unto thee and bring forth my present.
You're in Judges. Second Kings.
Oh, that was Judge. Oh, okay.
Second Kings 6. I love it live. We get to.
Oh, I have it. That's where.
Here we are.
Second Kings 6, 17. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha.
That's good. Yeah. So I see the servant here again. This whole concept of prayer going forth, and I just see that so many times of prayer that when people pray, nobody knows. We just the favor of God is upon his people, and like it's because somebody prayed. I remember, was it Brother Malkasian? I don't have it in my notes, but that he told that story about the preacher. That's quite a story about the pastor. That lady that was a prayer warrior prayed for him hours a day. Mm. And he said after she died, he noticed things were happening, that chaos is going on. And he's like, I miss the prayers of that prayer warrior. Mm. The unseen army. Amen. God help us to be an unseen army on our knees unto God. We need to pray if we humble ourselves and seek his face. That Elisha, when he said, open his eyes. That servant, it's like he went out like, wow, wow, it's amazing. He didn't know it was because of the prayer of Elisha that God opened his eyes. Amen. Do you want to be part of an unseen army? I want to pray. Amen. And God will hear us. Thank God that Hitler didn't get the A-bomb. The world might be a different place. Don't let the devil. Yeah, we might be speaking German today. Don't let the devil blow up your ship. Pray against the enemy. God is an amazing God. Thank you for tuning in. We'll see you tomorrow, 1:30. God bless you all. Assurance.